place, please stand. Amen. Ain't you glad that you can get in the Word of God? You can hold it in your hand. Amen. That's a privilege. Whether you know it or not, it's a privilege to be able to have the Word of God like it is. Living. Amen. Amen. St. John chapter number 5, we're going to start reading there at verse number 1. And the Bible says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethsaida, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and he knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. That's all I'm going to read. Father, thank you for another time to be in thy house, Lord God, and thank you for your word. And Lord, just looking over us every day that we live. And Lord, I pray that you'd go with us through the remainder of this service, Lord. Just come down and anoint us, Lord God, I pray, and touch each and every heart with your message, Lord, whether they're listening in or present, Lord God, and just help us, Lord, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Me and my great uncle was sitting down talking the other day about just how great the Lord really is to us. And I began to really thinking about some of the things that he was saying about his life. And he talked about how in his life he had went through some very rough times, and there was times that it seemed like it was only him standing there. But you know what he told me? He said, the only hope that I ever had was Jesus. And that's what I want to preach on tonight. The only hope is Jesus. And I began to listen to what he said, and a lot of people in here, a matter of fact, knew who my great-grandmother was, Miss Molly Blaylock. And I just want to tell you a couple stories about her. See, she was the one that come to Shiloh quite regularly. I believe she was a member here, wasn't she? But every single night she would sit down and she would pray for her boys and pray for her sisters or pray for her daughters, pray for the people that she loved. And you know, come to find out, my great uncle said if it wasn't for the prayers that she prayed, he may have never got saved. And see, tonight as I'm standing before you, the only hope that we have to continue our walk with Jesus is, hey, listen to me, he's the only hope. You know, I was thinking about that today. I was thinking about just how precious he really is. And how every single day we can walk with him and talk with him. And I mean, he's right there with us, praise God. And I'm thankful for that. Every single day, the only hope. But anyway, back to the story in the Bible. Here laid this man, and he had laid there for so many years. And every time that the water was being stirred, somebody would step down in front of him. And you know what? That's the same way it is today. It seems like everybody is more focused on themselves than they are other people. Listen to me now. You know, you can go help people, and you can help people all day long. But if you need them, praise God, they'll never be there. Hey, man. You can give everything you got to them and they'll never be there. But Jesus will. But Jesus will. Praise God. I can just imagine this man sitting there beside that pool. You know how terrible that would be, just knowing that, hey, if I could get down there to that water, that's all it would take. And I'd be made whole. I could walk again. I could talk. I could do whatever I needed to do.
Yes, right.
And Jesus walked by and saw that man sitting there. How merciful. Amen. How merciful. Yes. Jesus looked down at that man. You know what? I begin to
just a little touch of Jesus.
Amen.
Hey, man, I tell you a good note, somebody. I'm not getting into it, but they said, "Doc, when you preach an awful lot about Jesus. That's the only way a man can preach his own Jesus, praise God." Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. You look at the world and you look at some of the people where Jesus has brought them out of. Praise God, it's a testimony. And see, every day we live, we ought to tell our testimony. Everybody that's sitting here has been born again. I can tell you right now, you've got a testimony that how if it wasn't for Jesus, you would be in a lot worse shape.
Amen.
Hey, man, I can tell you right now, if it wasn't for Jesus, hey, man, if I would have never met him, praise God, if he'd never been on the cross of Calvary, we wouldn't be sitting here right now. We wouldn't be here today, folks. Listen to me. We wouldn't be here today. But thank God there was a search made in heaven. There's a search made in heaven. And you know what? That search made in heaven, they found somebody. God's only begotten Son. Praise God. And you know what? I believe this without a shadow of a doubt. I believe when God was searching for somebody worthy enough to die as the worthy lamb, I'm going to tell you what, I believe Jesus held his hands up and said, "I'll go." And he done it without even thinking. Because he loved us that much. Praise God, he loved us that much. I'm going to tell you something, all these people, I may be stepping on some toes here in a minute, so just hold out, amen. Hey, we might lose some amens here directly. Amen. All them people, amen, had just walked around that guy all them years.
Yes, Lord.
Come on now. All them people had just went around with him. I see that a lot today in our Christians.
That's true. That's right, brother.
We see people in need. We see people in need of prayer. Oh, it burns, don't it? It burns, but it's true. Amen. I guarantee you, every single day you live, you come in contact with at least five sinners. Every single day. How many times you pray for them? If it wasn't for Miss Molly Boylock, I may not even be preaching.
Right.
If it wasn't for this little church, there's a lot of people that wouldn't be saved. Amen. But most importantly, if it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't even be here, folks. So at the end of the day, the only hope that we'll ever have is Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
My great aunt was battling cancer. She had cancer five times before she passed away. She passed away from cancer, but she had it five times before that. And every single time she had it, she gave it to the Lord. I can tell you several times, and we'd go to church, and I can tell you an exact time. We was in church, and you know what? They said that she only had a few months to live, and I'm sure when you're told that, you are devastated by it. But by the look on her face, it didn't faze her one bit. She looked over at me that night and said, "Dalton, I'm going up and I'm going to get anointed because I know God will take care of it, praise God." And she walked up that aisle, and she come up there, and I anointed her, and praise God, she lived 3 years after that.
Amen.
Her only hope is Jesus. She'd say, "Praise God, I'm a winner either way.
Yeah.
I'm a winner either way. If I live, that's wonderful. Praise God. But if I die, I get to go see Jesus.
Yeah.
I get to go see Jesus." What a story to tell.
Yeah.
Amen. What a story. And you know what, folks? I believe that God can heal you today.
Right.
I believe if you come believing, praise God, I believe without a shadow of a doubt, if it's His will, I'm not one of these healing preachers. I'm not going to say, "Oh, the wind of God. You know, I ain't going to do nothing because it don't work that way." Hey, man, you got to come through Jesus.
Right.
That's your only hope. I want to tell you something. How many times have you heard of? Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting off track here. Lord, have mercy. She got anointed. Hey, man. Well, the next day she went back to the doctor. I'm getting way too ahead of myself. She went to the doctor the next day. There wasn't no more cancer.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, man, I saw it with my own eyes. I know God's real. I know God can heal. I know Jesus is real. Once again, I know He's our only hope.
Yes.
Listen, we need to be in prayer each and every day.
Right.
Okay. Bible says pray without ceasing. Once again, I don't care where you're at. You ought to be praying. Amen. And you know, I found out, I'll tell you another one. This happened last month. One of my family members, I ain't talked to her in a long time. She lived up in Ohio. And I was sitting there, well, I'm going to tell myself, I was sitting at work. Imagine that. I was sitting at work, and someone just told me, you need to pray for her. Okay. Now, pray for her. Her husband passed away the same day. See, once again, folks, we don't know what anybody's going through. Only thing we can do is pray for them, amen. Only thing we can do is pray for them. Now, you know, you look at the name Bethsaida, and you know what that means? The house of mercy. The house of mercy. I'm going to tell you something today. If you need something from the Lord, whether you need to be anointed or anything else, you're sitting in it right now. The house of God. If you need something from God, you come and get it. Praise God. You come, faith, believing. Praise God. James said, if the elders of the church would come, praise God, we can anoint you. That ain't no big deal right there, folks. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something. It works, don't it? It works. Prayer works. Prayer works. But I'm going to tell you, we're living in, once again, during this COVID-19, the only hope we have is Jesus.
Right.
Amen. These doctors or whatever you want to call them, sure, they may have created a vaccine, but the only hope we have is in Jesus.
Right.
That's the only thing that we could, I mean, he was the only person we could go to, and he knew how to take care of it.
Right.
Amen. If you've got a problem and you need it taken care of, the only hope is Jesus.
Right. Amen.
The only hope is Jesus. Anyway, back on to my story here about the man in the Bible there. Well, after Jesus had made him whole, praise God, the Jewish people saw all that and they thought, well, he's done that on the Sabbath. Oh, woe is me. Woe is me. I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes when you pray for people, they look at you the same way. They think that's foolish. They think that's crazy. They think, you know what, that don't do no good. I've even heard people say, when I pray before I eat, that don't do no good. Praise God, I'm going to tell you something. Every time I sit down and have a meal, and I have plenty of them, I'm going to tell you something. Every time I sit down, praise God, I want to thank God for that meal. I want to thank God for what he's given me, amen. Because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have it.
Right.
You know how spoiled we are. Do you realize how full we are? I mean, my goodness, we've all got a house. I'm sure we got a vehicle. I'm sure we've got plenty of food. If you open up the refrigerator right now, there's food in there for 2012, I'm sure. We've got it all, folks. But if you don't have Jesus, you don't have nothing.
Right.
You don't have Jesus,
right.
You don't have nothing. What times we're living in today where people would rather talk about each other than they would pray about each other. Amen. Come on now. We'd rather stand outside the doors and say, did you see that so and so? Did you see this? Can you believe they done that? Than to get down and pray to God for them. You know, I believe anymore, no joke, I believe people are scared to pray. Amen. I'm afraid that they, when they start praying, they're afraid of what everybody else is going to think of them. It's time to get rid of it. We're too close to home.
Amen.
We're too close to home. You know, when I go out, I like to study people. I'll be honest, I'm a people studier. When we're sitting at the table, I like to look and see who's going to pray before they eat. And whosoever don't pray before they eat, I like to pray for them. Amen, because God gave them that. God gave them that. Looky here for just a minute. Verse number 6 there, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, will thou be made whole? Will thou be made whole? I'm going to ask you the same thing tonight. Once again, I don't know why I'm preaching this message, but I want to ask you again, do you want to be made whole? Hey man, do you want to come up? And once again, I don't know what anybody's coming through. You may be having health problems. You may be having financial problems. I don't care what it is. God can take care of it.
Right.
I don't don't care what it is. You know, there's no limits on God.
That's true.
There's no limits on God. Hey, man, you can ask and praise God. He can do it.
Yes.
If we wanted that mountain moved back yonder, praise God, if we got enough people together, I don't even think if we had enough people together. The Bible says where two or three are gathered, if we get together, faith believer, I believe we could push that old mountain over yonder way over the island road. We could do it with God.
Yeah.
See, the thing about it is, you got to remember, I said it, I should have said it, we can't do nothing without God.
Right.
Amen. Amen. We got to have His power, we got to have His strength, we got to have everything that He's got to offer. There's only one way to get it. Through Jesus.
Amen.
There's only one way to get it. I may not preach very long because I'm starting to sweat, amen. But listen to me. Faith believer tonight, if you've got something that you need to pray about, please come. And I'm going to tell you something. I believe every single one of us has something that we can pray about tonight.
Right.
And I believe when the altar call is given, if you have something, if you have somebody on your heart as you're sitting there right now, please come take it to the Lord. Please come take it to the Lord. Whether they're lost, whether they're on drugs, whatever, come take it to the Lord. Let Him have His way. That's all I'm going to ask. Let Him ask. When somebody comes to the piano, I'm not going to go no longer. Because if you need to come, please. Now's the time. Let us stand tonight. Once again, if you need to come, please. Every single one of us has somebody, something to pray about. I know it. What better place to take it than these offices?